Dad was hurrying Mom in English, "Let's go, Virginia," as he leaned against the tailgate, sucking in unfiltered so hard, I heard it crackle all the way on the stoop. Mom propped the screen door with her foot, ordering me to carry out boxes and snaps, gestures and screams. And Titi Genie was telling Mom to pay Dad no mind in Spanish. "Siempre tiene prisa," she whispered with a tilted smile, turning Dad's impatience into a sweet little nothing. My brat pack came to wave me off and started in on the obscene gestures whenever Mom turned her back. Chin was first-generation Vietnamese. Ben and Elizabeth, first-generation Cambodian. Rowitha lost her Amharic after leaving Ethiopia. We all spoke English, unlike our parents, who all spoke different languages from one another. This was my West Philly crew, my Pampers to pre-K alphabet soup. I assumed all blocks everywhere were like it, as many languages as sidewalk cracks, one boarded-up home for every lived-in, more gumwads than dandelions. But Mom told me, no, nature would reign at our new rental house on a horse farm. Titi Genie unlatched the screen so it slammed and handed me a pastelillo grease-wrapped in a paper towel, a snack for the drive. I wanted her to recreate our current layout in the new spot, to move next door so I could sneak across the alley and watch cartoons in her Lazy Boy. There was a spot between two pleather cracks, duct tape repaired, where my butt fit perfectly, my Sunday morning throne. But Mom said there were no alleys where we were moving, and no such thing as next door either. That gave me something to think about. Anyway, Titi Genie's softball team was waiting in Fairmount Park, and she had to be on second base in an hour. So she rolled down her driver's side and promised to visit the farm, my big cousins in tow, Mary Lou, Guka, Flor, Big Vic, Bibi, Nucci. She'd cram all their stinky teen butts in her back seat, and they'd see the country for the first time. "Bring Abuela and Tia Tonya. Oh, and Tia Moncha, too," I said, marveling at the prospect of hanging with my fam outside of Philly. Titi Genie turned the key, and every version of Dios te bendiga rolled off her tongue. There were a million ways to say God bless in Spanish. Dios te cuide, Dios te favorezca, Dios te this and te that. There was only one way to say it in English, and you only said it after a sneeze. Then off she went before off we went. Dad slammed the tailgate and Mom teared up in the pleather passenger side.
"Ay, extrañaré a mi hermana."
Dad stayed quiet, probably didn't understand. But I knew the Spanish word for missing someone sounded like the English word for strange. Sandwiched between them, I sensed Mom's worried profile. She had talked up the move for months, but saying goodbye to a sister was a whole nother thing.
"Then why do we have to move today? Can't we finish out summer on the block?"
"Because, Kiara, I've been stuck a city girl since I was 11. But before that, before I came to Philly, I had a whole farm to myself. Mommy gets to be with nature again, where she belongs, like in Puerto Rico."
And her tired eyes made room for a little spark.
How she told it, Mom had been changing scenes all her life, same as geese veeing over the art museum. There was always a next stop full of new promise. Even Abuela's memories about PR were made of a million places. Towns, cities, and barrios, too many to keep track. This time, I got to join Mom's migration. Pulling away from the narrow block, the rear view showed my crew double-dutching and playing shootout. No final waves, hollers, or stuck-out tongues. Whatever's the best language for saying bye, I'd flubbed it, 'cause the city already forgot me.